Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, I was just thinking about peace, you know, living in peace. And quite often we talk about peace. We talk about it in the context of it's not good. It's twisted because you hear people go, you know, I'm just following peace. I'm following peace. I just want to follow peace. And, you know, what does that really mean? Think about it. Mm. What does that really mean? And of course, it means in the definition of, if you're looking at the definition of it, it is the normal, non-warring conditions of a nation, a group of nations or world, a state of mutual harmony between people and groups, especially in personal relationships. You know, I just want peace, you know. Can mm-hmm. we have some peace around here? You know, and the question is this, and this is the reason why. Well, this question is this. Did Jesus have a life of peace? I mean, think about it. Did he have a life of peace? Or was he like in rebellion and living a life? Well, what's up with that? Right. Did the disciples have a life of peace? Did Paul have a life of peace? Is peace really the absence of turmoil and struggle and battles and war? No, it's not. Mm-mm. It's the peace in the midst of the reality of doing, producing, surviving the demands of reality in your life. Jesus is our peace in the midst of the battle. The peace goes with us if we're in a lion's den, if we're in a fiery furnace, if we're in a palace, if we're a cupbearer, if we're an Afghan, American, Iraqi, Israeli, Mexican, it doesn't matter. Our environment doesn't change our peace. Think about it. Jesus, although he was a son, we're talking about the Son of God, he learned obedience from what he suffered. He suffered. In today's mindset, this today's generations, and it goes back. I mean, I'm not talking about the babies here. I'm talking about the folks that are probably in our 20s and 30s and possibly up into the 40s. Got this false sense of peace. Mm. And this is the Son of God. I'm talking about, you know, to the church here, obviously, you know, to us, to Christians. This is Jesus now, who we're supposed to imitate and follow and realize He's when he said that the student's no better than the teacher, won't be treated any better. He's saying that you're the student and he's the teacher. You're not the teacher. And he said, although he was a son, the word God says, although he was son, he learned obedience from what he suffered with loud cries. He went through things in his life that produced loud cries and laid out needs called petitions to God. He cried out to the one who could save him from death. This is a lie. Your family right now is struggling because you believe this lie. You need to get out and you need to do the hard work it requires of life to feed your family. You need to put up with something. You need to get busy. Mm. This is a lie talking about your flesh gets what it wants and therefore you're peaceful. No, that's actually the opposite. Look at your life spiritually. It's in turmoil.
Right.
Because when our flesh gets what it wants, it's happy for a moment, but spiritually you're going down the tubes. Peace is, the lie is not, your flesh, peace comes when your flesh is made comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, God's peace comes when your flesh is not made comfortable until it eventually dies to itself. The lie about peace saying that your flesh doesn't have to press in, to be uncomfortable, to get out of bed. My God, son, get a job. Get up. Apply for a job. Get a resume together. Move your feet. Move dirt. Do something. Let God see you getting busy. Quit turning to everything but God. Work hard. Even if you're not even paid for it, work hard. Just work hard. Let God see you and realize He will supernaturally take care of you. He will bless the work of your hands, and it doesn't have to come that way. It doesn't have to come these people protesting certain wages. Listen, there's not a wage big enough to pay what God is going to, what's going to be, life's going to demand from you, but God will provide for you in ways you don't even know of, but He'll provide for those who are diligent and hardworking. Paul said this. He says, listen, after I've ministered through the spiritual gospel, I beat my flesh.
All right.
I force it to be in subjection to the truth, so I myself won't be disqualified for the prize. Many lazy, lethargic, non-diligent, slowful Christians have fallen for the lie and avoid all conflicts. They say because it's not pretty, it's difficult, it costs too much. If they have to struggle, if there's disappointment, then that must not be God.
Right.
And then they just follow what's in their own mind. Everybody does what's right in their own minds. And this, and that would be, you know, that's your choice. You can do that. In America, you do it at least. But this is the thing that gets me. But then you blame it on God.
Mm.
Then you blame it on God for your lack, your conflict, your misery, your lack of provision. And then you start blaming those who are walking with God, saying, you know, you're not taking care of me. Then you start blaming the government for not taking care of us. Like, hello, you're a human being too. You know, everybody has 24 hours in a day. You're creating the image and the likeness of God. If you're a Christian, you're professing that you follow the same Jesus. I'm not saying that you don't go through difficult times, but I'm saying you do go through difficult times. And in this life, you do have struggles. But if you push through, if you begin to do what's right and make it a practice to do what's right, and if your flesh is screaming, but you have peace in the inner parts of your being, let me tell you something. That's the peace that causes you to be able to run to the chopping block, like Paul did when they said they were going to take his head. That's the peace that tells people like Peter says, he says, listen, I know you're going to crucify me, but crucify me upside down because I don't want anybody thinking.
Mm-mm.
That I'm like Jesus.
Right.
Peace is like Polycarp when he is going as a Christian to be burned at a stake. And he says, you know what? When he hears the voice of the Lord telling him, an angel telling him, it's time to play the man. It's just time to play the man.
Mm-hmm.
In past generations, this was just a typical thing. But if we're going to succeed, if we are going to function as the church that we're called to be, as Christians that we're called to be, we in humility, we personally are willing to go through a struggle saying, I'm going to be a man or a woman of integrity. I'm going to face the demands of reality. And if I haven't been doing right in these areas, I'm going to begin to do what's right in these areas. Not for man's eyes, for God's eyes. And I'm going to have right decisions and right. I'm telling you, you can prove positive, and everybody, we can all tell you that God will take care of you when you do what's right. There's no,
absolutely,
you know, outside of that, you know, He just takes care of you. It's amazing. You can't put Him in a box, but humility doesn't put Him in a box. But understand this, if we truly want to go back to the founding fathers' reasons for this country, if we truly want to go back to a country that God says, I will lift this country up. And to keep it from going down, it's going to take integrity, it's going to take diligence, and it's going to have to be done in true peace. And the peace is willing to do what's right, even when it hurts.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.